Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Wednesday. Our psychic, right? It is Wednesday.
It is hump day. Hump.
I don't know. All of a sudden, ever since the pandemic, I'm not quite sure what day.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Day is another day.
So I want to welcome you all, those of you on Blog Talk. Glad to have you listening and joining us. And those of you calling in, appreciate it. And, of course, we also have our Facebookers.
Facebookers.
Those are the folks that are joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, which is on Facebook. So if you come on over there, you'll see us live streaming, and you'll be able to say hello to some very nice folks that join us every now and then, and probably more every now. Okay. And I want to remind everybody, we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings that are conducted here. Yes. The distinction needs to be made that this is not tarot card reading, not oracle card reading, yes, and okay, not any of the other systems that are out there. This is personal prophecy, exactly as my grandmother taught it to me. So I wanted to let you know that, so we're all on the same page. Second of all, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. This may be a little bit irregular from what others do, but you know, it's always been my practice to use the full layout. Gives me a chance to really get a look at where you are in your life, where you're headed. And while these are really just mini, little tiny sample readings, we can still get a pretty good take from what's happening and what, you know, what's to come in your life. So with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo.
Hey, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to we'd like to remind all you folks out there in Blog Talk land, Facebook land, whatever land, if you are able to join us and let us know you're here, we'll give you live international shout outs. Like, first one is to Tracy from the UK. International shout out to
Yay.
Tracy.
Glad to have you with us.
And there'll be others, and when they show up, I'll sneak little international shout outs to them as they come. They will come. Hook them. They will come. All right. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call that number, you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait, which is a complete true statement. I went and tested it, and you can hear the show while you wait. In fact, you should always hear something. If you call early, you'll hear music. Call during the show, you hear show. If you hear nothing at any time, something went wrong, hang up, call back.
Yeah.
Facebookers, we will turn to you, folks, and more often than not tonight, because tonight is alternate Wednesday, so we'll be alternating between the Blog Talk phone calls and then you Facebook folks. You have to wait till we officially open the floor. You can't get in line in the queue because there is no such thing. We will take messenger calls, and it's a very simple process. All you have to do if you're new is do a search on Facebook, like you're trying to find a friend. Put Deborah Lee in, and I already typed it once. I don't know what it is. I guess I can put it again. And when you do your search, you'll see 5, 6, 7, 10 Deborah Lees, but you only see 2 with her picture. Send friend requests out to those 2. And then let us know, and Deborah will find it right here and accept your friend request for you. Most of the folks out here that are regulars are already friends, and we'll take, when we do open that floor, it's going to be the first messenger call. But we'll remind you when that time comes again. Again and again and again.
No, right there. All they really have to do is click on me and request to
That's
become...
not a link. Oh, that. Yes, they could do that. Okay, I thought you were talking about what I typed.
No, just saying.
Yeah, that's true. You could when you see her, she's chatted in here.
Mm-hmm.
If you click her name on her chat window, that'll pull up her Facebook page and do a friend request. That's going to be a lot quicker than what I said. My way is a long way. If you're cold and you just say, I want to be friends, maybe another day or something. That's how you do it. But anyway, if you have any questions, just say something. I'll be able to type. She's doing the reading. She can't type as much. I can type. No matter what, though, when you hear that sound, regardless of who you are, where you're getting your reading from, and et cetera, I... We'll play that sound when your reading is concluded. It has to end. There's a lot of folks on the phone. There's probably going to be a lot of folks on Facebook that want readings tonight. We only have so much time. So please, when you hear the harp, let the reading come to an end. But do not depart, because I will give you a single card from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck before we move on to the next caller. So remember, when you hear the harp, let the reading end and wait for your single card.
No,
okay?
We have Haley with us also.
Okay.
Haley, are you from the UK? You're also, because I'm clicking on you. Lives in Darlington.
I'm sorry. Well, anyway, we shouldn't sit here and pause and wait for responses. That's why. It's one of the things about this type of method.
What do you usually say?
International shout out to Haley from the UK.
Yeah.
So we got a couple UKers here. Probably have more, and it'll be the official British invasion. Yes, indeed. Just like the musical one that occurred in the 60s. And not unlike the ones in the 1700s and the 1812. And all stuff like that. So, all right. Let's not play with history. History is history. All right. Go to area code 216, Ohio, 216. You are the first caller tonight. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
It's
Who are we?
Darren. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We can indeed.
Yes. And I had a feeling it was you, so we're delighted to have you with us.
We are.
Well, thank you.
So tell me, what brings you to us?
Well, I'd like you, I was in training all last week. Remember, I'm still starting a new task. Can you just look over the next 2 weeks for me and see if it's going to go a little smoother? There's just so much to learn. If they're happy with me, I know I'm stressed. Oh, my goodness.
This is a deja vu reading. I remember this exact reading a few days ago.
Do you?
Yeah.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, like Friday, maybe, I don't know, it's a blur, maybe another day.
Hello,
yeah.
Louise. I've been thinking about you.
International shout out to Louise, also from the UK. It's a UK full house here on Facebook tonight. UK in the house. It's cool.
You guys are fun. Yeah.
What?
I told you to look at the week. Now look at the next 2 weeks. And let me know what you're doing. Thank you so much.
She shall do so when the cards go down. Well, I mean, that's good that it was a good promise-y reading then. But it's a smart thing to keep checking on stuff because, you know, life is full of changes and stuff. I believe you are probably very self-critical and hard on yourself, I'm saying.
Yes.
Which is a good thing because that means you strive to be
a perfectionist,
to do a good job at everything you do. That's, I mean, the opposite is worse.
I know.
You don't do that crap. Not giving a crap is a worse thing. So, all right.
You're so funny. It's true, though.
If you're going to be something, that's the thing to be. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Well, what I'm seeing here right off the top is make sure in the next couple weeks you just stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Don't worry about what others are doing or, you know, how they're progressing. You just stay in your lane.
You do the voodoo that you do.
That's right. You focus on you. I really feel that you are well-liked. You take direction very well in the workplace. You're not like some of these younger ladies might be. Oh, I just can't get this. I'm trying so hard. You know what I mean, Sharon, where they're just, No, you have a very level head. You are staying focused. That's really what's important. That's what they're seeing about you. And the next couple weeks, well, it's still going to be a little bit of a challenge. But every day is going to get easier. Every day. And just be gentle with yourself. You know, it's like being asked to learn a new language in, what, a month?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Isn't that what it's like?
Yeah, it's a lot of fraud stuff, a lot of different systems. Did you pick up any individuals in there, any people?
Well, you have somebody, a man that is going to find out he's transferring out. And I think it's somebody that you enjoy having around in the workplace.
Somebody's going elsewhere?
Yes, I think he's being sent because he's not real happy about it. And also there's a female here. I think she's the troublemaker for you. But you know what? She's finding she can't get to you. She simply cannot, you know, get under your skin. And I like that. So she's finding out that you are a no-go.
She's the only one that would do that. No one else in that company. I had to text her today, or I had to jab her today, messages her. And she's like, well, why don't you pull up what I gave you, like about 2 years ago. And the girl that was training me, she's like, oh, my God. But I had it saved, and then she sent it to me. I said, oh, that's okay. I did have it, but thank you kindly for sending it to me. She's just like that. She's just so negative. But, I'm sure there's nobody else that acts like that.
You know, the thing is, her life is so miserable by her own standards that she wants everybody else to be miserable, too. So if you come in and you're happy, smiling, you know, it irritates the heck out of her to be around such happy people.
Isn't that too bad? It's so sad.
It really is. Now, we have I'm going to be partnering up with this fabulous lady in Australia sometime next year. But she puts her in because she's extremely psychic. And she said, imagine you're being watched all the time by someone you're trying to impress. She says this helps with self-awareness. Now, that would make me a nervous wreck, but...
Well, in theory, jobs could, you are being monitored in some level, maybe not a constant watch like a camera, but somebody should be tracking their progress, you know, depending on the job you have.
True.
If it's a job worth its weight.
But don't judge yourself too severely.
Well, you can't, you shouldn't anyway.
No.
Right.
I definitely see that they are impressed and happy with your, with your progress.
Okay, well, real quick, here is your Archangel Michael card reading. Subject is all is in perfect timing. Says, this is it.
I know.
It's time to take action now. I will be here to help you every step of the way. That's Michael.
Michael, boy, you... Can't
well,
go
they're all
wrong
these
with
are all
Michael.
Yeah, these are all Michael.
You know.
Michael's deck. They're all going to be Michael.
Yeah,
it's our case. Sometimes he'll talk about another angel with him, but yeah. All right, well, thank you so much.
It's going well.
Yeah.
Sharon, on that you can rely.
Keep coming back and checking on that or anything else,
sure.
Of course. You know the deal.
It makes me feel better. I have to have more faith in myself, I know. I'm the worst. I know. Thank you.
Well, hon, I'm right there with you.
But when you're that type of person, that means you're going to do your best, and that's important. If you didn't give a crap and you're a slacker, well, then you would have slack work. So.
And you wouldn't be there.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That I'm sure people that are doing great, great things, there's a reason. So, but thank you very much, and you know where to find
you.
Us.
You do.
All right, international shout-outs. We have, I think it was Olay or she's been here before in Ghana, but we can get correct. I thought it was Olay or Ola, I believe. And then we have
Colin for, what is this?
International shout-out to Rachel in Australia. We didn't give her
proper. And Louise.
We gave Louise hers.
Oh, I missed it.
Well, shame on you. Remember we talked about the British invasion.
And we got Dewey.
Blah, blah, blah.
Dewey, where are you from?
We can't. They can't do this on everybody.
Yes, we can.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Yeah, but we can't ask every single person where they're from.
I would like to. I'd like to learn where they're from.
All right, folks, tell us where the frick you're from so we don't have to pause the show every time and ask every single person coming in here. Okay, I'll jack your dad, did that.
With Dewey, with health readings, we have to be a little careful. I have to make sure that it's my opinion because we don't have credentials.
There you go.
All right, we'll
I open the floor. Take it. All right.
I'm coming to you.
Answer right. Quickly. Quickly.
Hello there.
Wait for the pause.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hi.
You might want to turn down your volume.
Her?
Yes.
Yes, hon. Right. Turn your volume down, darling.
Your speaker volume. I don't know. Maybe I'm being stupid.
Yeah, sorry.
Or close the window. Yeah, something.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Now, we want to make sure we say your name properly. So please tell us.
Ola Gishur.
Ola?
Yeah. And you know what? She was here.
Ola Gishur.
Very nice. Beautiful name. And where? And you're calling
your
us.
Volume.
Are you from Ghana?
Yes.
Yeah, but currently I'm in Lebanon at the moment.
You're in Lebanon.
It's as loud as it is?
Yeah.
Then check your volume on your computer.
Okay. And I know you were with us the other night. Where?
Nope. It's out down there. Nope. You click the little arrow. Yes. And look at the volume bar. Oh, it was there.
All right. Wait. We're checking my volume.
It was there. It was there. And you killed it. Click it again. The arrow. Ah. Nope. That's brightness. Isn't it?
No, it's...
There you go.
Okay.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. All right. Yep. All right. That should always be 100%. And then you control that thing. But anyway...
All right. Well, we're very happy to have you join us for the show.
It is your reading.
And I appreciate it as well.
Well, thank you.
What time is it where you are? You are in Lebanon. What time is it there?
It's 12:17 midnight.
Oh, so it's okay. So it's just a little bit after. So it's the next day there. It is Thursday there. All right. Thursday morning.
Well, tell us. What would you like to know in your reading?
I'd like to know about my traveling.
Okay, can you tell me a little about it?
I want to travel back home. Then I'm thinking of going to a different country, probably Romania.
Romania.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've had others call us from Romania, but I think you're the first who has called us from either originating from Ghana or in Lebanon.
We've had some folks from Ghana visit, but we've never had one call in.
Since now,
or Lebanon, definitely not Lebanon.
I need to build a connection to you, so I'm wondering, what exactly holds you back from being able to go home, or is it simply planning it?
Yeah, it's not all about planning. It's about finances, first of all.
Okay.
That'll do it.
I wouldn't want to go and, start not knowing what to go and do. Or, I just need a nice plan to know that I'm getting out of Lebanon, back to my home country.
Okay.
And directly to Romania.
All right. What is the what's going on in Romania that you want to go there?
Nothing so nice. But I mean, a friend of mine is there, and she says it's quite a nice country, unlike here, whereby there are a lot of crises.
Yeah.
Economic crisis.
Sure.
And again, the Israel war.
Yeah, that's very close. Too close for comfort for me, that is for sure. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So let's see what the... Now remember, a first reading is going to be a little on the broad side. It's not going to be quite as...
Might not be the pinpoint accuracy that you hope to achieve.
But it will come the more you get readings from me.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right, so I'm laying out your cards right now.
But we appreciate you messengering in at this late hour or early hour, depending
yeah.
on how you want to look
well,
at it.
Well, it's late awesome. There, I think.
Well, she told us what time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it's relative. Early could be considered early, you know, early in the morning. All right, go ahead.
I see this absolutely coming to pass for you in your cards, that you will make this journey from Lebanon, and you said you wanted to go back to Ghana and then go on to Romania?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Yep.
I see it definitely happening for you. You're going to have to look for
money,
financial support.
True.
Yeah, and that is where you'll be able to have the freedom to be able to make this move. Now, you have very interesting cards. There's a lot going on in your life, or it soon will be. So I just want to let you know that, wow, there's a lot of men here. Do you have a specific one in your life?
A man?
A man, yes.
At the moment, no.
Well, you're going to have more than you could wish for.
What? How did you end up in Lebanon?
Yeah.
I came through an agency. I came here when I lost my husband. And it's a couple of years now. I think this is my 9th year.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm very sorry about your loss.
Of course.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
Yes, absolutely.
But there is a future for you in terms of love. There will be new love for you when the time is right. And, oh, I'm going to tell you, it's as if your husband would have handpicked this man for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see his hand on the shoulder of this new one coming who is going to take very good care of you. Do you have children, hon?
Yes.
You do. Well, you know, as a mother, I want you to know that my cards show that you have done a wonderful job with your children. And there's another, in the future, another baby here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But this will happen after you've made the move and after you've met the man to be your soulmate for your life. But yes, there's another baby here. It's a little girl, really cute little girl. So,
have you ever told somebody they're going to have a nasty swamp thing, little baby?
Babies are always pretty cute.
Okay, so it's redundancy when you say it's a cute little girl, cute little boy. All right.
Yes.
Well, I just had to ask. I mean, because I'm thinking, well, what do you say? You know, I see a really ugly little baby coming your way. I mean, this baby would make frickin' priests run. They would grab their little Christian crosses on their neck and run for the hills.
No, it's going to be adorable.
Okay.
And I think she's going to look a lot like her daddy.
Okay.
So you have a very, very lovely future in front of you. And you have worked so hard where you are that it's time for you, like we often say here, time to smell the roses.
Oh, indeed. Sometimes people don't take that time because they don't have time. Like
that's right.
But maybe you'll get that time, Deb said.
This friend of yours really cares for you. The one
that
run in Romania?
Yes, and I think that if the two of you put your minds to it, you're going to come up with the finances to get you where you need to go. But I do feel, yes, you need to get out of that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very...
it's been there a long time.
Yeah, but things are very...
Yeah. This is a whole different level of get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because... Yeah, well, you know why. He's going
to
give you...
Well,
you
have to tell her. She knows.
He's
going to
give you a Archangel Michael card.
I am. Here is your single Oracle card reading from Archangel Michael deck. It's a great deck. And the subject of the card is don't settle for less. You are a child of the divine.
There.
And you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
You couldn't get better advice.
Yeah, I mean, that should go to everybody on this planet. But yes, we should. But we, you know, we're human. Sometimes we get down in the dumps. We give up.
Make sure that when you go to sleep, you manifest this.
Manifest.
That everything is going to turn out. And, you know, a lot of times we don't even know how it's going to do it.
We really
but
don't.
It will.
We do not.
No. So just trust. You are a child
the F word.
Of the divine.
The F word, but it's a good F word. Faith.
Yeah,
not the
there
other
you
F
go.
Word that gets you in
exactly.
trouble.
Exactly. So take care, my dear, and please visit with us often.
Yes, thank you very much. Yep, and you know where to find us.
Bless you, too.
Yes, and you keep yourself safe.
Yes, we will look for you.
And get the hell out of there.
Yeah, definitely. Get out of there. Okay? All right, honey. Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty, then.
I tell you what, though.
What will you tell me?
I saw in her cards that she has... I'm trying to think of what to say. She has a force of protection around her. And she will make this happen.
You got to do what you got to do. Area code 703 in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703, welcome to the show. On alternate
Hello,
Wednesday.
It's Andrea.
Whoa, Andrea.
Certainly.
Yeah, good to hear
Didn't
from
we
you.
Didn't we have a 703 call the other day that wasn't Andrea?
It's
been a long time.
Yes, I forget her name.
Yeah, I forgot. Because it is a giant, giant...
area.
Not so much area, but it's a large volume of people. Huge volume of people. It is a big area, too. So.
Interesting.
Yes, it is indeed. Oh, well, but this is your call.
Well, yeah. So the new job I took, oh, my God, what a disaster.
Oh, really?
Oh, my yeah. God. The lady who's training me... has a very short fuse. She has literally a note. She has a temper. I mean, she'll just, like my very first day, she showed me one thing and then expect me to know how to do it. And when I didn't know, she was like snapping at me. Like, what
you
is
know,
your problem?
You know, Andrea, some people simply are not made to be trainers. Or
no,
teachers.
She's not.
Yeah, so she needs to calm down and let you absorb what she's trying to teach you. You know, instead
oh
of...
Oh, my God.
Through it.
I should have stayed at my last job, but let me tell you, I'm glad I left because apparently my other coworker came to our office a couple times to help out, and Sherry was part of her review and wrote some nasty things about her, saying she didn't follow directions and spent all her day on her cell phone, which is a complete lie.
Meaning to you or to the other girl?
No, the other coworker. Yeah, from the other office.
What a toxic environment.
I know. I'm so glad I'm gone. But my other question is, I actually had a really good interview yesterday. So what do you pick up with that interview? You think the possibility?
First question.
That's her question.
She said her other question.
Yeah.
What was the first question?
That's my question, really.
Sorry.
Yeah, because this job, it was not going to be something, because after I found out what their benefits were, I mean, they're terrible.
Yeah, she told us that, so.
Yeah, terrible.
You were looking for a job and you got that one, you can get another.
Yeah. I just didn't want to wait 7 months. But the interview went really well yesterday.
Wow, that's good. And was it the old typical Zoom thing or was it just phone?
No, it was a Zoom, but they actually found me. It's for a property management company that they're hiring multiple positions. So they're going to be hiring, I don't know how many people, but more than one.
But you have background in that, don't you?
Sort of.
Well, if they're hiring multiple positions, they must be expanding, buying new property or something like that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool, especially if they're getting something new going, it's good to sometimes be part of a new thing. You know?
They have great benefits and everything.
Yeah, and then with experience, you know, that's what they, especially when they're starting like a new thing, if it's a new area or they bought new property, they got to have people with experience. You can't throw new people out there. So that's why, that's good.
I see this is good for you.
Okay, I saw major hesitation. I was wondering. No. Okay, well, your cards are down.
But just remember, anytime you feel like you don't appreciate whatever new job you get, think back. on these last two that were nightmares.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, we probably, everybody here that is not 16 can think back of some jobs they're like, woof, you know, but hey, it was a learning experience. That's all you can say.
Yeah, I really think it's going to work out well for you. I do. But now we got three, we got these fours over here. Fours are all negative. I want you to be especially careful with your health.
Oh, okay. So it's not job related.
No, but I'm
doing another test next week.
Four.
Well, remember I told you, so I had a hernia, I had a hiatal hernia surgery, and I had another test, and the doctor said that I have to repeat my surgery because the stitches came undone, but the surgeon says I'm not quite sure if that's really the case, so I have to do another barium swallow test, so I may have to have surgery to repair the broken stitches.
Right.
And I really think this is where what it's focusing on.
Okay.
That, yeah, don't delay on that.
No, I'm not.
Would that be a rupture?
I mean, it could have ultimately, it could be a big problem.
No, I had the tip surgery, and she felt like after I had it, I kept throwing up because the food would get stuck. She says that pressure probably ripped open the stitches, but the surgeon says I don't think that's the case, and said if you do that surgery, you're going to make your symptoms worse. So that's why he wants me to do another barium swallow test.
Oh, okay. Yummy.
Well, those aren't too bad, are they?
No, not really. It's just nasty. It just tastes disgusting.
Radioisotope.
Have you taken one?
No, but I know what it is.
Daryl took
There's several different types.
Daryl had to do them a lot.
There's several different types. There's some where they inject it into your blood looking at bone scans. There's different types. There's short-lived radioisotopes.
The barium, it's the radioactive stuff. They can see stuff.
Yeah. Sure, it doesn't harm you. Very
so would you be managing a complex, an apartment?
It's for a community center, like a community.
Well,
like HOA type thing.
Years ago, I did that for a bit, for like a year, and I found it very interesting. You never knew what the next day was going to bring.
So I like that type of job because every day is different.
It is.
That's true. It's not going to be the
mundane. And you've got your crackpots that will have their little issues.
International shout out to Suzanne in the UK, specifically Scotland, the land of the Scots.
So your cards will, boy, I tell you, this one has to be right up your alley. When are they going to, do second interviews or, you don't know.
He said to me, they were in the middle to the end of the process. He wants to kind of wrap it up by like Friday, but he said he would call me this weekend or this week to for the second interview round with a hiring manager.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to prove to be so proficient at this type of work that you could end up like in a leadership position of overlooking others.
Sure, yeah. If they are.
That's exactly what he said.
Well,
he said they want to hire someone to grow and promote with the company.
Hey, I like it.
That's what you want to get. You want to get on that kind of operation.
Yes, you do.
When they're expanding or growing or whatever.
You
can move up faster than normal when the company has been around for 50 years and stuff.
Yeah.
But good. Here you go. Here's your Archangel Michael card. Subject is, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
Yes, and it comes with a man attached.
Is it a mighty good man?
Mighty good man.
Good man. All right.
Lots of love. I think he may be employed.
Really? Okay. I should have let you finish your sentence. I'm sorry.
A man with
a
job is a wonderful thing.
She means employed as in this venture coming up, possibly.
He could be part of the, not necessarily like the janitor or the...
He could be somehow attached to this new opportunity. Yeah. Roger that.
Well, I want you to do something now. I want you to manifest this, but with real gusto, like, don't say...
Oh, I am every day.
Okay. Well, I want you to start saying, I am getting this job. It's going to happen for me. You don't want to say I want, I hope, maybe. You want to say this is for me.
I see myself actually telling them and giving my badge back, said, thank you, but I have another opportunity. So I can see myself giving the badge back.
Oh, they're going to be mad, but who cares?
You do not care.
Yeah.
You
they
will be
jerked me around to get giving me the job. So you know what?
That's right. Take this job and show. Remember that old 70s song? All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for holding the meeting.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yes, we will be here. Yep. You shall find us.
Hugs and love, honey.
All right, the floor is open. Alternate Wednesday, back to the Facebooker.
Louise here somewhere. I thought she was.
She is here.
Yeah,
is she's
still.
She's right above the last thing I typed. You don't have to scroll up.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
I typed it in first because it's much quicker. We have a delay on the audio, the video. So, Facebooker.
Right, call me.
We will leave that window open for a short little bit, and then we must move back to the phones.
Yes.
Alternate Wednesday, we shall go back and forth. So we'll give you a minute or so to call in.
I want to tell everybody, I was in, what would you call me, incognito?
Incognito is like kind of like being a spy, hiding and stuff.
I had taken a COVID shot on the weekend, and whoa. I am very sensitive when it comes to drugs.
It's not a drug.
Well, whatever it is, the vaccine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sensitive, and boy, I'll tell you. No,
take it.
That's my girl, Louise.
It is. Take it.
Hello, lovely. There she is. Hi, honey. She's flashing me.
Yeah, she told me I was Jesus.
Well, I'm so glad to hear from you because last time you were incognito.
If you
remember.
Incognito, sweeto.
Yes. Are you back in the world?
I'm in the world.
Okay, good. I'm so glad.
I'm of the world. I am the world.
This girl.
We are the world.
She's a darling. I tell you, and I have made a intention. And manifesting it. I'm coming across the pond. I don't know when.
I feel your energy, like anybody in general. So I do know, like, I'm in your thoughts and you're in mine.
Yes. I've thought of you so often. And then when you showed up.
When are you guys getting married?
We have to date a little first.
It sounds like you've done that. I think about you all the time.
Oh, Rhett.
Frankly, Scarlett, my dear, I don't give a damn. Gone with the freaking wind here. But anyway, back to the reading.
Yeah, so.
Back to the reading.
Tell us, what can we look at for you?
I just need to see what comes up because I'm open now. You know, I'm there.
Well, how's your work going? Or has that been on pause?
No, to be honest, I've been
careful.
Feels a lot, so I'm sort of like I'm trying with wings now.
Well, it's still not 100%, but what is?
Yeah, I know.
It is what it is. You got to keep that computer always at 100%.
And are you back home and everything's good? Not back home yet.
So, I'll be getting my own house in a few months. But I'm in a flat and it's great, and I'm dead lucky and grateful.
Oh, look at you, and you look happy.
Happy, happy, joy.
You do. You always glow. You do. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something she drinks or eats, but she glows.
All right. We got people that glow. Welcome, folks. People that glow tonight. Tonight is the glowers. The glowers specifically from the United Kingdom, the glowers that we have. You must glow. You must glow here. All right.
Where were we?
All right.
It is alternate Wednesday, folks. So just to let you know, all the cards are going down. We'll go back to the phones, but we'll be coming back to Facebook again. Do not panic.
Looking to see what life will look like for you.
Life in the fast lane. Cards are going down. Now, Blog talkers, if you also were, you could, a lot of our folks do simultaneous Facebook viewing, so you can actually see the cards go down.
Okay.
If you're into that. All right, what's wrong, Deb?
The one, how can I put this so I don't say too much? The bad one. The bad one.
Got a bad.
Still would like to get to you. Don't let that happen, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's tears, but I think they're crocodile tears, like fake tears. Yeah. There's a good one here that's coming into your life.
But she has not yet met?
No, you haven't met him yet. This will be one that I think is going to be a courtship for you, like heading to marriage.
You know, I want marriage.
Yep.
Hey, what you want?
I'd be a good wife. Why didn't someone take me in 20 minutes?
Well, the right one is on the way. No
take
more,
me for who I am.
No more kissing frogs. No. No, the prince is coming.
Okay, as long as it's not the prince of the dark one, the dark prince.
Well,
Satan
and you know,
himself.
When the time is right, you'll get back on your work, and you will make it go forward.
It's like it's slowly back as he has been growing. So I am very hopeful, and I'm going to make sure to carry on the journey so it all goes.
Yes, and I love your ideas. They're very exciting. Yeah, so feel free to share with me anytime.
I shall.
And then you can get married.
Do they have same-sex marriage over there? I'm just curious. Now,
they're
up in the world.
Oh, they're beyond us. Yeah,
if Deborah was my mother from a past life, or something to get me, we were sisters or
something. Kindred spirits
or
all
maybe
the way.
Lovers.
I don't think we were lovers.
Lovers from another mother, which doesn't make any sense.
But
anyway.
I do see that you and I are going to conduct some work together.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, now you're seeing it. Well,
yes. And it's under sure to come true, so I love it.
Sounds like some kind of code.
All right.
Now you're seeing it. But yeah. I did it ages ago.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of angels, here is your Archangel Michael card. Subject is prioritize self-care. You do so much for others. It's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you.
Yes.
Amen.
Let them help you for a change.
Oh, I think she's very grateful whenever she gets any help from others.
And then there's no shame in that.
No.
You have to get it, give it both. All right.
Well,
thank you so
very much.
I'd love to sit here and talk to you all night, but the others, they would get antsy.
Jealous?
Yeah. So I will let you go, darling, and we'll talk soon. Okay, bye-bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
They're courting each other in the parlor room.
I couldn't imagine her without a smile.
Parlor room.
Without a smile on her face.
The smile has left your eyes.
Who else you got?
I have lots of people. We're going to we're going to where we don't know we're going. All one Skype. Welcome, Skyper. Thank you for holding.
Hello. Come on in. Join us.
Hi. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova. How are you?
Hey, Wendy.
Well, hi, Wendy.
You never know how Wendy calls him. Welcome.
Yes. And I spoke to one of my attorneys, and he said he was really, really very charming to me. And he said, well, me and the manager talked the numbers, and we think we can submit a buyout for $2.6 million, and then their fees would be 10%, which is fair. And he's claiming not to know anything about how the taxes would work, which makes me a little uncomfortable because they've been attorneys in this particular field for so many years. And then in his charming way, he said, well, we're going to offer them, apparently there's a formula. We're going to offer them 75% less. And, they likely will not accept the offer. And if they come back with a different dollar amount, you don't have to accept. Well, in reflecting back on that conversation, what if they accepted the number that they offered? My concern is I do not claim to be knowledgeable about taxes, but I have talked to many people and I have researched the internet at great length. And for my personal situation, it sounds like if there was a buyout, they would subtract out the premiums that I paid, which is 50 grand, out of the, let's just call it 2 million. So that leaves, what, 1,950,000? And then the money that I paid tax on, 2% goes to my attorneys. So that drops it down lower. And then guess what happens next? Of course, it's going to put me in a whole different tax category.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The internet says up to 37%.
Oh, my God.
Usually in the, I've always thought it was lower, but she's in a different bracket, a different scenario. So, yes, 30s doesn't surprise me.
Well, Uncle Sam gets his hand in there, doesn't he?
Well, you might have to engage some other players, maybe.
Anyway, he said, his charming way, he said, well, I'd like to go ahead and submit this over to Brand X Insurance Company. And I said in a very sweet way, well, I thank you for your research. As I mentioned to you, I was not promising that I would even move forward with this. And before we move forward, I really need to speak to a tax specialist.
Yep.
And so I wouldn't let him. I said no.
Nope. Absolutely. No, you're right. And you should follow through and speak with a tax specialist. Now, I don't have the cards, but.
What am I going to
well,
be looking at?
Yeah, what would you
at,
like her to look at?
Well, I have an appointment with Tammy. I talked to her a couple of years ago. She is a tax specialist. And boy, I'm telling you, it is hard to find anybody that does taxes, even if they're a professional, that knows the formula for a long-term care insurance buyout, nor do they really even know what the taxes are if you're collecting benefits. So Tammy and I are going to talk on December 1. And before we talk, I'm going to email her, and I'm going to tell her what I'll be focused on. I even have some links that I found. I found it by going to IRS Guidelines 2023, LTC, buyout, et cetera. And, boy, is that really a good one. And so I'm a little disappointed because, well, I kind of felt like my attorneys cared about me. Maybe they do, but it just doesn't sound logical to me that they wouldn't have a better idea about this after all of their years, because this is their sole specialty. And
but
I still trust them.
You know what? It's like in the medical field now, used to be that your doctor, your number one, knew everything. Now you got to go to all these specialists.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing, I think. I don't know. She hasn't done the cards yet, but maybe they need to consult a tax person. You know, they're a law firm. They should be able to do things and talk to folks that they're not expertise.
Well,
I've even gone
on YouTube, and there's an attorney that says long-term care buyouts are not for everybody. And once you sign on the dotted line, you do not have your policy anymore. It is gone.
That is a fact, boy. That's signing that signature means a lot. All right, let's get a question, a one-sentence question.
Yeah, what you like, Wendy?
One sentence, what is your question?
Strangely, I've not heard a peep out of my attorneys.
Since then,
I think they already know that how I'm going to react. I did so much research. If they're really curious, I'm going to send them the biggest email they've ever gotten from me in my life. And I think it will make them respect me even more. But I kind of suspect that they're thinking I'm a pretty smart cookie. And I don't see me accepting it. I think I'm better off just keeping things the way they are, getting a real good tax attorney, and being safe and not sorry. So when when I speak with Tammy on December 1st, she is so smart.
Tammy,
is she going to be able to recommend a tax attorney that knows their stuff? Because she's more of a money management specialist now, but she knows taxes. So will she be able to refer me to somebody that can really help me?
Okay. There you go. That's a good question. So basically, is she going to have her connections, a good connection for her, for her specific problem?
I can't let any attorney touch this because they really don't know. I had a lady from an HRB company tell me, "Oh, don't worry. If it's calculated wrong, then you're protected up to $6,000. Well, guess what? $6,000 is not going to protect me, sister.
sister, she said.
Sorry to talk this way, but
bringing out the S word.
So, will Tammy be able to refer somebody to me? I want to be able to sleep at night.
Hey, Deb. What do you see?
I'm not going to do the buyout. I don't see me doing it. But still, I need my taxes done correctly. I was raised, never mess with the IRS or the government. And, sister, I'm not going to.
Well, that's a fact. They'll just keep taking and taking, you know.
Yeah, they got powers that nobody should have. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, they would love the $200,000.
Oh, sure.
But I have to think about my life, so I'm not going to do it. But I do want an excellent tax attorney. So Tammy might tell me that she's not allowed to refer to somebody because she's now a money coach. But will she do it? Will she? I mean, I'd love her to do my taxes, but I don't think she would.
Well, doing your taxes and getting a tax attorney lined up so you get a proper settlement are two different things. But she should know the people. What do you got, Deb? You got the card.
I don't know that
I'm just throwing poop out.
Will feel comfortable referring you to anybody.
She kind of mentioned that, too. So she might feel like it's some kind of conflict in her world.
Liability. So, okay.
Yeah.
Then my question is,
and she'll feel very
bad. Where do I find somebody within the next 3 weeks that I'll feel confident in that will really protect me legally?
Oh, yes. And it's a guy. It's a man.
Is he a mighty good man?
Right. Well, for tax purposes.
Well, that's all you care about for tax purposes. You want the best tax.
You really do.
You want the tax nerd of all nerds. Yep.
And, yes, you are going to definitely connect with the right one.
Okay. How will I connect with him? Is it because I'm going online on the Internet trying to find an attorney, or what's going to happen?
Well, a good way to do that is look at their reviews.
She knows that. She's asking how. Is it going to be one she finds doing that? Or,
so
it's not going to be a referral.
Well,
she's going to find it on her own. Is that what the card? Or don't they say how she's going to find it?
Well, they're just saying she will find
it. You will find it. It's just saying you will. And if you're saying you will find it, it's not telling you how.
And go with your gut on this one. You know, some people might think, well, I'll get me an older man who it might be more, you know, experienced. But then a young guy, you know, who's fresh at the tax business. So I'm saying, go with your gut on this.
Go with your gut on this.
Yeah.
Trust your gut.
Well, I know that for attorneys, there's an attorney association. You can call them and say, this is what I need help with. I wonder if there might be like a tax specialist association that can guide me. Because this is an area that a lot of tax specialists just don't know anything about.
Yeah, and you got to find one who does.
Well, that's true, because, I mean, typically, the people that get into the tax business are going for the volume.
Maybe I can ask Tammy, okay, you can't refer me. Can you show me what resource can I use? Can you email me a link to a resource? Maybe then she won't feel liability.
She wouldn't either. If you just say, what website can I go to find what I need? That's not really it. You're right about that. Here's your single archangel. The show's winding down. Here's your single Archangel Michael card. Subject is, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
That's really good. That's very good.
Indeed.
Yeah. And he does shuffle these. And sometimes people get the same card. Because somebody else had that earlier.
Was it the same one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. We wish the best of
you.
Yeah,
good luck. Keep us posted.
You know where to find us to keep us up to date.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're
yes,
so
good
welcome.
Good luck to you. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I'm glad that you stopped in tonight.
Yes. We got one. We do that well.
Well, we're supposed to be alternate Wednesday, so in theory, we're supposed to go to here. All right, Facebookers, real quick, that messenger, Deborah Lee now. It's alternate Wednesday. We're rolling to you. We're rolling to you. We'll give you a couple minutes, and then we're going to roll over to the phone because the show is tick-tocking on us. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Remember that from Silence of the Lambs?
No, I don't remember that.
Adam Electra goes, oh, what's going to happen here? Tick-tock, tick-tock. Oh, so-and-so. When she was trying to find that girl that was missing, and he's like messing with her when she first met him. You know, every minute, you know, she's tick-tock, tick-tock. Oh, yeah, Hannibal Lecter was fast. It was a good show. All right, messenger, messenger. Then we're going to switch back to the phones. We don't get a messenger. That's okay, though. It's all right. We understand.
Catherine has a question. I'm just going to answer it real quick. All right.
I don't know.
I'm sorry to laugh, but I'll see what I can get. For
all right. And then let me put my message out where it says we are currently doing a meeting. So there we go.
Now, I would turn that around. It's just a mini lesson for you all here. I wouldn't want to ask that question the way you worded it, Catherine, because it kind of puts you in a position of a possible double negative. So what I'm going to do is pose to the cards it differently. Will he have a long life?
So you want to spin the question just positive instead of negative?
You have to. Otherwise, you get caught up in these, you know, double negatives.
Even if you want the negative?
Well, positive is going to bring you the negative in a correct format or...
I got you what you're saying. It's better to be, if you start getting negative,
yeah,
the negative things will start happening to yourself. Even if you get too negative, I got you. I'm with you. Even if you kind of want that. You should always have the glasses half full.
Oh, I'll be teaching y'all how to do this. Boy, lady, you've got three tens in your reading, Catherine. That's like a rocket ship to the moon. And it involves ten of diamonds. It involves money. And it involves business.
It involves
love.
Love is in the air.
Now, I do not believe he's going to live very long. He's got very bad habits. All right. And he does things on the down low that he shouldn't be doing.
That George Burns was always freaking smoking a cigar. How long did that guy live?
I don't know. Well, forever.
I think it was 100, but didn't he bust the century mark? But you're not doing the cards on George Burns, but you're doing the cards on this guy. So, yeah. Bad habits. It depends on your DNA, too, your family history.
No, I think he's...
Right?
And I'm getting that, if will he ever contact his son again? Well, that one, I'd have to lay them down again. And
really? You couldn't just...
Well, because I want to be specific.
She was trying to connect it. Yeah. Basically, she's assuming if his life is short, he won't, and if it's long, he will.
I don't know if he's even getting any medical attention, but the thing is, his body is... he's an enemy to his body.
Well, many of people are their own worst enemy, just not always. Well, probably most physical. A lot of humans out there. Ask Burger King. Big Macs. Clog them arteries.
I would have two sons that went through this as well over their father. But I'll tell you what, it has a huge impact on their life.
Life in the fast lane. Sure make you
and
lose
thank
your
God, oh my God, your cards are on fire tonight. Thank God the world is full of single mothers.
These cards are on fire.
They should be, instead of Miss America awards, they should give out, you know, Single Mother Awards with a nice big fat.
Nobody's going to watch that.
That's right.
We want to watch chicks in bikinis.
Oh, they took that away. No more swimsuit. I just watched a documentary.
I bet you the ratings are going right in the pooper. Right down the tubes in the pooper.
Diabetes, there it is.
I bet
there.
The ratings are going right in the toilet where they belong. They should have swimsuit. They should have negligee.
No, I'm sorry to say. Let me finish her. Finish her off. Then I'll talk to you.
Oh, my God. Sounds like you're killing her.
No, diabetes is going to take him. And he's probably going to end up with a stroke.
Stroke me.
And remember, I'm not supposed to give any medical stuff. I'm just telling you what I feel. And it's sad because kid needs to. Even if you have a rock good father, at least you should be able to hear from him.
I don't know that anybody needed to hear from Charles Manson in prison.
I'm going to make a big prediction for you, Catherine. Those three tens, and now I see this other thing that is just as dynamic. I really feel it's just a matter of time before you really hit your stride. You're going to end up, it could even be working in partnership with somebody who has a shop, but you are going to make a killing. And with the cards that I saw there, I see you getting so many requests for your work, and you're going to eventually expand into other things beyond cupcakes. But there's way big success for you. Way, it's huge. And love. There's love coming to you. Love.
It's in the air, apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Here's your Archangel Michael card. Change is coming. I'm here to guide you through this exciting transformation. This is a time of joyous opportunities.
Yeah.
So a lot of transformation and opportunities are coming your way, according to Michael.
Well, and it's kind of like for myself. Yes, back home I used to tell them, someday I will have an office. I'll live in a place where there isn't 8-foot snow drifts and blah, 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 and I'll be at broadcasting somewhere. And they would laugh. But I really believed it. And sure enough, one thing led to another. And the next thing, well, I'm here.
Next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire.
So he packed up the truck and moved
up
to
Beverly Hills, that is.
Well, if I can live in my dream, you can live in yours. You know, watch and see. You'll make it happen. You know what I told my sons, and I have five of them, but the ones that were basically abandoned, I told them, you don't have to grow up and be that way. You can use this sad experience, and you can become the best father you ever could. Okay? Yeah, if they've hung on, sure.
All righty then. We shall go to area code 917. That is in the state of New York, I believe. Welcome, 917.
Hello, welcome.
Where are you in New York?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, yes, great. Thank you guys for taking my call. Wow. This is Casey, whatever.
Casey.
Yep. We talked to her last week.
Yeah. Hi, Casey.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. How's everybody? You sound wonderful as usual. And you're uplifting me.
Good.
This is a
very
My dear friend, who I was helping a lot over the past several months, it's a very, very long story. We've been friends a long time. And a lot of things happened, which I still can't even wrap my head around, and she went down very fast. She passed away this afternoon.
Oh,
so
I'm
really
so sorry.
Sad. Thank you. So I love, what the cards have to say for me, or maybe they could tell me of any good things coming up.
Yeah.
I need more positive happening in my life.
She needs more positive. Well,
Or if there's any message, whatever messages that are appropriate,
okay,
I'll let them in. Whatever the cards think, or you think.
Well, it's all about the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been holding for quite some
time.
We thank you for your patience.
We weren't going to end the show without getting you on the air with us.
Yeah, we extended it a wee bit. We can't go too crazy in the middle of the week, but we extended it.
Whereabouts in New York do you live?
Manhattan.
Oh.
Upper West Side.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty badass.
The land of high rents.
Yes.
Much.
That's crazy stuff.
I happen to have a pretty good deal, but basically it's very high rents.
Well, there's no way around that.
No.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
What I got here is your friend literally flew away like a bird. I see her wings, like a big Canadian goose flying.
Mm.
And there was a man, a male waiting for her in the light. Now, it's not a very old man. I think it's a younger person, and possibly it was a relative or a love from a long time ago, but they are together.
Mm-hmm.
They're together right
wow.
now. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yes. She was a ballet dancer back in the day until the injuries got her.
Oh.
Well, that's hard on the body.
Yeah.
And I bet she was absolutely gorgeous in her dancing.
Very graceful thing. Athletic
well,
and graceful.
Absolutely. Yes,
she
very.
She's got no regrets.
Yeah.
She's where she feels, she feels like a whole new being. And she's got him at her side. So I think that's wonderful. And I often see people that don't want to go, and they go kicking and screaming and, begging not to leave Earth or the world.
Yeah.
But in her case, she was ready.
Well, sometimes you got to go.
In heart and spirit.
Yeah, there's.
And I want you to know that she, even though, she flew away like this, it was just a great big bird. Beautiful.
You saw the wings flap in here, folks. Just in case you know what a bird does, this.
I think that you should really look to a good year coming, because you've got some very positive things here for you. So I think that this new year is going to open up like a flower. And even though you're going to get your snow and your cold, up there, it's still going to be a brand new, beautiful year. So if you can hold on to that, you're going to really find amazing moments in your life. And in terms of health, I think you have a really wonderful positive attitude, and it looks to me like you do pretty well taking care of yourself.
That's important.
Yeah.
Well, I try. I have some health issues I haven't been able to resolve, so it's very frustrating. I don't know where that's going. But
I'm not seeing anything dire here.
So she doesn't see any negative health stuff, so that's the no news is good news part of it. Yep, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You don't always have to see news. Bad news is bad news. No news, to me, is good news, because it ain't bad news.
It actually looks very good, really.
International shout-out to Laura in Canada.
And?
All right, here's your single Archangel Michael Sodalite Oracle card reading.
Oh,
subject is your vibration is rising. This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You are evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency.
So I think go ahead.
I was just saying, I've been working on that, raising my vibration and stuff like that for quite a while.
Well,
this is a confirmation for you.
A confirmation that you're doing the right thing, I guess, and it's actually going to pay off.
Good.
So don't give up is also what I'm getting out of it. Keep working on that.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Are you getting anything about meeting new people or money?
Yes. Well, I didn't see money, but I did see brand new associations for you, like new network of friends. And, you know, they don't just come and knock at the door. You kind of have to step out a little bit. But it will all come to be. This is not going to be a lonely new year for you. Not at all.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding forever.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for an entertaining show always.
Yes, indeed.
And I'll be back. Thank you.
Yes, call us again. Thank you.
917. Yes, we recognize that. She's still, it's not like I cut her off. I did on the volume, but she's listening still. We don't hang up on folks. We have many of them still just listen to the show, and we like that. That's cool. All right, Deb, what do you think?
Well, I wanted to let you all know, and I'm going to chart my progress with this. I had my basically like a teledoc appointment today for what will be, I am going to give the weight loss drugs a try. She has chosen Ozempic for me. Now, my insurance would pay for it if I was diabetic. But since I am not, I'm sure you've been noticing on Facebook and all over the internet that there's all different types of companies and businesses that are offering this stuff. I went with Henry Meds. I liked their reviews. They seemed really to be on top of what they're doing. So, yeah, I'll become a guinea pig, I don't know. But she said dropping 40 pounds in the beginning is very easy. And I would like that. And my goal is, I'll tell you this, I have to go through a whole lifestyle change to go with the medication, which is giving myself injections, as you all may know. I will show up here, not in a swimsuit. Okay, no swimsuits. But I may come on here in like when I've reached my goal. What should I come on here in? Like Tyson.
I don't think you have to make that call right this
Tyson
second.
Tyson a leotard.
Don't think you
got to
make
that
call right this second.
But the pandemic packed on pounds for the two of us. You know, it was like, what are you going to do? You can't go out to your favorite restaurant. And, you know, it was a terrible time. So I will let you all, I'll keep you posted. And what they do is, oh, and this is greatly reduced. I have GoodRx. I went and looked at what the price would be, the discounted price, $1,200 per prescription. So I am going with Henry Meds. It's just under $300 a month, but that's a big cry from $1,200. And we will see what we will see. If you've seen Sharon Osbourne, she went way too far. Oh, my God, she looks like a walking skeleton. And her daughter, Kelly, isn't looking so good either. Like the woman said, the doctor said to me today, she said, you're not going to have an appetite, but you got to still put some fuel in the furnace, you know, or you'll end up like that. So anyway, you guys will be part of my journey. And I guess for now, we're going to say goodbye. Bye-bye to you all. We're here on Friday. Yes, and we're Pacific. And remember, Friday is Rebel Card Night.
Rebel Card.
Bye-bye, everybody.